Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. So the president wants to know how many citizens there are in the good old USA. And it's a good question worth asking. I just don't know how they're going to do it using government sources. I really don't, because first of all, you're going to appear as an individual in many different places. How do they know? But you're still one person. I'm going to give you an example. Suppose, okay, let's go to birth certificates first. Tony Caligiuri. They have a birth certificate for Tony Caligiuri. They're counting him in. He was born here, so he is a citizen. All right? But Caligiuri also joined the service. So he'd be in that database, too. While he was there, he had an accident and is receiving disability when he got out of the service. So he'd be on that, too. He might be collecting Social Security disability because of that. So he'd be on that one, too. And there might be several others that he's on. So he's one person who is a citizen, and he might be deceased. Hopefully not during the show.
Let's wait to 12.
Yeah. So they would have to find a way to make sure that he was not counted in six or seven databases that everybody would be looking at. I don't know how you prune these things out to keep one person represented as one person throughout the various databases.
Through Social Security number, maybe?
Well, yeah, but you're still going to be on other things. Social Security might be the biggest, but you're going to be on the other things that I mentioned. Okay, they count you on Social Security, but then what if you go in the Army? Do they not count you then?
Well, they would have my number.
Or they'd have it count you twice. They'd have to be able to only count you once in order for it to have any validity. See what I mean? Because there's so many people. What do we got, 300 million people in the country? So there's so many people would be represented in so many databases. But in order to get a legitimate number, I don't know how you do it this way. I really don't. And so we'll see. And I don't know how many illegals are enrolled in databases, and I don't know how they find out. If they can't even ask the question, are you a citizen for a census, I don't know how somebody who's here illegally gets counted. Because, you know, think about it like this. Say New York State. We'll take our state, New York State, all right? Now, it might look totally different on a census than it would on something like this, simply because the census is going to take the information about you being here, but they're not going to take any information about citizenship, okay? This would take information about citizenship. So if you deduct the mass number that would show up on one from another, you might find out that the state has a lot fewer citizens, and therefore, even though they have more people, a lot fewer citizens mean a lot fewer representatives in the House, a lot fewer funding for federal programs. I don't know. It's going to take some genius to figure out how to work these raw numbers into something that means anything. And I don't know in any of these programs. I mean, any of the government programs. We all know about Social Security, certainly, and we know about other programs, but we don't know about all of them. And I don't know how that information has any validity unless we have access to all of them. If we're going to just use what shows up here, I don't think that's going to be representative. That may hurt or help the Democrats. I'm not really sure. I think more likely to help them because they're not going to be counted against. Against them, they're not going to be able to vote, so they won't be citizens. So how does this stuff going to pile up on the president's desk? How's it going to be used?
It's a mystery. I have no answers to this.
That's why I put it out there. You're the mystery solver. I don't know either. Mr. Beamer, do you have any clue how they could prune those raw numbers down so that it would actually have any meaning?
I personally can't, Sandy, but I'm sure that there's a plan in place before he came out with this order. I'm sure that was something like, hey, Mr. President.
I would hope that there would be a plan in place.
Or hey, maybe he's like, I'm not going to get this. Let's at least make it sound like we're going to get something.
And this is unassailable. We're not getting new information. The information's there, sitting there right now in various computers right now. So all you're doing is gathering the information and trying to interpret it.
But it might be information they didn't try to get before or weren't able to get before. Now it's, hey, you have to give us literally everything in your computer.
Yeah, and I don't know how a privacy issue could come in, seeing that they're not going to be made public. Nobody's name is going to be used. I don't understand that. But what I just read before, that some things are scrambled. Some information's purposely scrambled so that they can't be hacked. Well, we don't know if the government's included in that or not. But, I mean, look at the huge database. Look at Social Security alone. Think about it. What percentage Social Security alone would represent? Is everybody on Social Security a citizen? And when we say citizen, by the way, we're talking about anybody here legally, okay? Because there are different things you can have, green cards and permanent residency and things like that, okay? But we're just talking about, because that's the way they're describing it, is as citizenship. If you're here legally, that's fine. If you're here illegally, that's not fine, and that's what they're trying to find out right now. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We'll talk to Gary when we come back on News Radio 930, WBN. I'm asking each of you to give me one answer, okay? I don't think any of these things are perfect. But what do you think would be the most useful government agency for the task at hand? You can only guess one time, and you can guess for one agency. As I was talking about Social Security and armed forces and birth certificates and disability and stuff, the one agency I think would be the most helpful. We don't have the TikTok.
No, I'm going to go with food stamps.
Food stamps.
Social,
we have one
assistance.
Answer. Food stamps. How about yours?
I was going to go with assistance, so I'll take my second answer. And I will say Social Security, because I think you have people here that at one point might have had a reason to be here, outdid their, whatever you call it, you know, their green card, and then stayed. So I think you'll have, when they worked, you'll have that information on the books.
I follow your logic, and it's a good logical answer. My answer would be IRS, Internal Revenue Service. Keep in mind, from the time you start to be an earner, which is before usually your age to vote, even if you can legally vote, you file an income tax. Now, guaranteed that as you get older, some people don't need to file. So that kind of drops off. But I think that of all of the agencies there, this would reach the widest group of people, because virtually everybody has some obligation. Sometimes even if you don't owe money at all, you still have to file to track down the filing. I think, do you agree? You like that?
Yeah, I see your logic.
IRS. Okay, let's go to Gary in Boston. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning. I think we should have a counter protest. You have all these people downtown protesting. This should be the start of a national protest against the census, because it's corrupted, and why should we take part in this corruption? When they come to my house, I'm going to put down, build the wall, vote for Trump.
Well, we'll see if they take that, if they accept it.
Now, is it against the law to do that?
I don't know. They would have to tell you. You'd have to learn it from them. You don't have to fill one out, but you're obliged to fill one out. But if you don't, I think it starts with a $500 fine, and there's a secondary fine as well. So I guess if you are willing to pay that fine, at that point, it would be null and void as far as the question of chasing you down.
Well, we have to start a counter protest. This should be the beginning of it, because we're spinning our wheels. And like you said, there's no agency that's going to be able to give you an accurate count of people.
I think it's going to be a sham, to be honest with you.
So maybe we should go to the court and have the court decide, rather than, you know, general people risking some kind of large fine.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. The court is ruling in very strange ways. Remember what I've always said, it's not about right and wrong, it's about legal or illegal. And so I'm disappointed in many court rulings, especially lately, because these are simple things. Asking if you are a citizen is a simple thing. And for them not to allow that, I think, where do you go from there?
I just say cancel it until it's done 100% right and within the law.
Well, by law, we're obliged to have one every 10 years, so can't cancel it, but maybe there's another way around, and if there is, I'm sure he'll find it. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Yep. No, you have to. It's required. You have to have one every 10 years, and that's how the government gets new people in there, and that's how apportionment is done, depending on how many people you have in your state. But you see the difference between legal and illegal, and the difference between taking an agency's word of how many people are on their rolls. Well, how many people that are on their rolls are on a lot of other rolls as well? Same people. So you can't count it as five if you're on five different rolls. You're still one person. And how do you know, how do those statistics show citizen or non-citizen? I don't recall. We all sign up for Social Security when we're young. They do it now when they're babies, okay? So how do we know which of the groups that signed up for Social Security are still alive even? And how do you get them erased? And how do you get a person who is deceased on like 10 or 12 different rolls? I mean, this isn't an easy go push that button and it spits out the number. I'd be fascinating to hear. I'm sure they'll bring people on who'll tell us exactly what's going on. But it'll be fascinating to hear how they attempted to go through the information they have to make it real. It sounds like it's going to be very shoddy, and yet I don't think the government would move ahead with that. Do you think the president would take that chance to move forward and find out that the information, after all this time, effort, and money, is just useless?
I would like to think that he or somebody that's advising him has done the research as to how
it can be done.
Yeah, how it can be done, what problems may occur or what, roadblocks that they may encounter. Somebody had to have done research.
Well, I'd like to know how, when government money is handed out, how they find out how much they have to give to cover the program and those who legitimately can sign up for that program. What if all of a sudden they think there's going to be 200,000 people and there's 1 million people? How do they make up for that? There's a lot of questions. I think we're going to learn about how the government operates, and most of it is very mysterious, I think. And I think they...
And ineffective.
Oh, yeah, also keep it like that so it keeps the riffraff out like us. Let's go to Cheryl in Kenmore. Cheryl, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm okay, Cheryl. What do you have to add to us?
Okay. I'm just wondering if the Trump administration would hire more people to review Social Security records. Who's going to do that? I worked for Social Security for 36 years, and there was no one in a local office who had time to do that kind of thing. And, and multiply that by hundreds of offices across the country. As far as I know, there's no one in Baltimore, which is the headquarters of Social Security, that has time to do this kind of thing.
And Social Security would be one of the prime things that they would look at to see how many people are there. And I don't know if Social Security asks if you're a citizen or not. If they don't, I don't know how you're going to use that information.
Yeah, it's not an easy task, and it's probably not worth it. I think Social Security should be dedicated to providing services for our seniors and our disabled. And
I think if you're a Republican, you think it's worth it. I'll tell you why. Because they decide the representation in each state by the number of people in there, the number of citizens and voters in there. I'm sure the president and his people have seen a lot of states like New York and maybe California, certainly, and Illinois, that have a lot more people in it than are legal to be counted toward that representation. So they figure if they could find out how many there are, the representation would be much less, and most of them would be Democrats. So the Republicans have a lot rolling on this.
But Social Security shouldn't really care if you're a Democrat or a Republican.
No, they don't. Yeah.
It should be there for seniors and the disabled and providing services for those people.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it is important for the representation. The number of people in the House, how many seats you get in the House of Representatives depends on how many people you have in your state legally. And so some state may, I'm just make up numbers, some state may say we have 25 million people in it. And the truth is, when they investigate it, they find out only 18 million are legal. So the representation would be for 18 and not 25. So that would make a huge, huge difference in the representation, which determines the House of Representatives. Remember, they start all the money issues and everything else. They got a lot of power there.
Of course it does, but I don't think Social Security should be in the mix there.
Well, I just mentioned Social Security because it has a lot of people involved with it. The U.S. military would be another huge one. Food stamps would be another huge one. I mean, there's a lot of big social nets. We're just trying to sort it out. It's not like we're going to go and deport them. We just have to know who's what and have a proper representation of Congress.
Well, let's just leave Social Security out of it because it's for everyone.
Oh, I know it is. I know. Believe me, I know it. And most people, it's very beneficial. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. All right. So I don't know how the information is going to be gathered. Gathering might be the easiest part. Deciphering what is worth looking at and how to process it and how to make sure we don't have duplication. I have no idea. I have no idea. How about you? Do you work in that field? Maybe you can help us out. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The president says that he's dropping the issue of trying to get a U.S. citizen on the census after the Supreme Court rebuffed that. And now he's saying they're going to gather information from federal databases. And if you think about it, there's a lot of databases that are out there. I don't know how you get it down to useful information or factual. Because the databases are going to be duplicated, and in many cases, many times duplicated. You're going to be on this base and that base and that base. And so they can't count you three or four or five times. Got to count you once. And even if they take birth certificates and work from that, have they updated that the people who have who are gone from the earth? How can you count them more than once? All right, let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good to see you.
Sandy, I'm disappointed in the continuing focus on the census, because when I listened to everybody this morning on your show, it seems to be that the real focus is not the census, but it is electability. Every politician, doesn't matter what party they're from, their biggest concern seems to be, how do I get myself reelected? How do I position myself for reelection.
That's true.
It's just terrible. There's more important things. I believe that the census in its current form is full of faults, but it is the best avenue that we have to accomplish counting the population. If you use the IRS, like you suggested, and I think that that's probably the most accurate way to do it, by the way. You were correct. If we took the data that way, it would be accurate. You cannot weaponize the IRS. Remember, they accused Obama of weaponizing the IRS.
Well, they did weaponize the IRS. And remember that woman that was on the stand testifying for several years? And they were not Lois Lerner. And they were not giving loans to conservative businesses and things like that. Yeah.
The other thing is Social Security. The woman that you had on prior to me, she made some really good points. So maybe it is better that we leave Social Security alone.
How do you think we can do it?
Well, I think that we're never going to be able to do it 100% accurately. And I think that it was done that way by design. And in other words, Sandy, illegal immigrants, years ago, they were the vehicle to give us affordable fruit, orange juice, a lot of things. And they were an economic engine that allowed large farmers, corporate or private, to be more profitable. So they did not want an accurate count of how many of those individuals were here. And
with cheap farm labor, right. In fact, they've always looked the other way on that.
So, having said that, and being a Democrat, but more importantly, I'm an American who has children and grandchildren, I don't like the focus on these type of issues when we have an electric grid that hasn't been upgraded in more than 50 years, and we have sewer systems that are over 100 years old. And if you look any metropolitan area in the USA, roads and bridges are deteriorating, and we have all our brain trust and all our efforts. It's smoke and mirrors. The politicians are doing nothing for us, but they're trying to ensure their own reelectability so they can keep getting the money from the lobbyists.
Well, yeah, look at it like this now. Since Trump's been in office, how many things have been presented that as future laws that have been challenged in court? Every single one of them. I can't think of any that didn't have to go through a court muster. Now, you're not telling me, and I'm not believing if you are, that every single one of them needed to be vetted like that. That's why we have the different branches of Congress. And yet it was done why? As a vendetta against the president. So then you talk about wasted time. That's a waste of time. Surely you should do it when it's called for, but I can't believe it's called for every single time.
I agree with you 100%, but you could flip the coin and you could say how many bills were authored in the Congress and they were just blown away in the Senate. I don't think that the Republicans nor the Democrats are representing anybody but themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's an intramural fight. That's what it is. It's we're not going to let him do anything, and he's not going to let them do anything, and that's the way it is. Somebody somewhere made that decision that we're not going to be stuck with this president for 4 or heaven forbid 8 years, and we're doing absolutely everything, big, small, and anything in between, and that's not serving anybody. You're right.
I agree with you, Sandy.
All right, thanks, Dan. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Sam, you're absolutely right. There's no way it's going to be hard for him to do. It was a Hail Mary. He's got to do something. And you know what? You're absolutely right. No matter what it is that's wrong for Trump, you said the head Justice Roberts, he's a never-Trumper. He doesn't care about the American people or even the Constitution. I mean, look. Anytime, okay, it's a Democrat in any way, shape, or form, progressive or left, they don't resign in anything doing wrong. What happened? Labor Secretary just resigned 20 minutes ago or an hour ago. Okay, it never ceases to amaze me one thing, though. 2 points.
Okay.
This is, again, no Republican will get in front of the camera, support Donald Trump, very few. Jim Jordan, the Freedom Caucus, that's fine, they'll do it. And even they have a rare time getting on because they're during the day, they're down there where they are, but Shepard Smith shows on, okay? And even Brett Baer, again, is leaning now towards the left, which is mind-blowing. But you know what? At this point, we've got to take a look at one thing. Mr. Trump never goes in front of the American people. He shouts when he's walking through the helicopter. The communication coming from the executive branch is some of the worst in American history. This could be taken care of. And if the lawlessness isn't cracked, these people aren't held to account for a soft coup on the President of the United States, who's a great, honest American, then I see failure, Sandy. I really do.
Okay, Pete. Good to talk to you. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it. Let's go to Al on a cell phone. Al, you're on WBEN.
Morning.
Good morning, Al.
It really hit a raw nerve watching the demonstration in Buffalo yesterday. I've been following this with you guys and, you know, everybody else who's been following this going on. It's just, when I saw that yesterday, I mean, these people, they seem to have a lot of time. Why don't they go volunteer and help, you know, resettle these people they're so worried about? I don't get it. I mean, it's...
I hear you loud and clear. I think that even in the detention camps now, while they're being processed, is better than where some of them came from. And they get something they think is a legitimate issue, and they run with it. But the bottom line is, regarding immigration, if you're not accepted into the country unless you go through a process, that's the law. And we're not just going to look the other way, and whether they like it or not, I'm sorry. The bottom line is, there is a path to getting in this country legally. It's there. It's open to everybody. Take it. I don't want to hear you whining and bitching about it because you chose to sneak in the country, and now others don't think you're being treated fairly.
You know, unless you're a Native American, all of our relatives, mine, yours, most everyone, they were immigration that came here and immigrated.
They came here the right way. They did it the right way. I wish I would hear one damn politician say we should streamline the process to get here legally. I mean, it's expensive. It takes time. It's bulky. It's a pain in the tuchus, but this is what it is. And we applaud those who do it. I mean, they definitely have shown their commitment to our country by doing this. Why don't they just trim it down? We have computerization now. We have the ability to make things happen in a faster yet still comprehensive way, and they never talk about that.
They don't want to wait their turn. I mean, everybody has to wait their turn. I mean, getting into the Social Security issue, which we've been talking about this morning, you know, it's a non-issue with these illegals. I mean, if you're supposed to come here legally, you get a job, you work hard, you invest in America, and the New Deal in 1935 was, we'll give it back to you down the road. I mean, I'm just turned 62. I worked 47 years. It's coming back to me now. I mean, it was an adjustment to go into retirement, but I'm getting used to it. But why should my 47 years go to funnel over to somebody who illegally wants to come here? I don't understand this.
Yeah, you follow the rules and you expect other people to do it too. And how are you going to do that when the people running for president, especially on the Democratic side, are offering free this, free that, no need to do this, no need to, free ride, essentially, anything. And they just throw it off like nothing. Bernie Sanders, health care for everybody. I mean, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Just hypocrites that I'm amazed at the hypocrisy of these people. Well, we want them here, but we don't want them in our neighborhood, though. Well, we want to help these people, but don't bring them in my area.
Yeah, well, you know, there are more and more cities where Buffalo's a welcoming city. That's what Mayor Brown said, right, Tony? It's a welcoming city. Others are sanctuary cities. We've divided up the country in many, many ways. We used to be a united country that disagreed occasionally. Now we're a country that disagrees most of the time and agrees occasionally. Thank you, Al. Thank you. I enjoy your time off in your retirement, too. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, extraordinaire co-producer, what do you got?
I just saw a very funny video.
What are you looking at, fun videos, while I'm holding the weight of the world on my shoulders?
Well, you know, I have to look at Facebook to get the comments that the listeners leave, and I come across, you know, Barstool's videos and things. And
okay.
Just now on the feed, someone hooked up a Roman candle to a drone and attacked their friends with it. So okay. I thought that was a funny video.
Yeah, okay. Now, what do you have that has to do with the subject?
Well, Marsha, who always has just a great comment for us, says that alternative plan has been in effect for decades. How do you think we can estimate how many are here now? This is nothing new. Just Trump trying to save face.
Well, whatever it is, if it works, I'm in favor of it. But I have questions, just superficial questions, just on how they're going to process that. I really don't understand. I don't think you could process this building efficiently under those circumstances. I think there's got to be a better way to do it than to try and talk to at last we know 300 million Americans, at least 13 million illegals. I think, you know what I think you're going to find out if they ever get to the bottom of it? You'll find out we got a lot more in the country than we thought. I think you're going to find that to be true. Another, please.
Ray says, I got a better idea. Count them as they get on the bus home. Have ICE at all the polling stations. Let them try to vote.
All right. I think that's a decent idea. One more, please.
Rich says, fully within his authority and very important to determine the proper and lawful representation. He must do anything he can. The question wouldn't work. Let's hope this does.
Well, I agree. I just think it's a very difficult way to take those raw numbers and make them real numbers. As I said, if they're going to go with government agencies, do you know how many? I wish there was a way we'd know. Do you know how many government agency databases you're on? You're probably on a lot of them. You might be on, birth certificates, okay? Food stamps, you might be on that. IRS, you're probably on that. Armed Forces, you may be on that. Disability, Social Security. These are just some of them. And you're going to be, if you've had a normal life, you're going to be on a lot of those databases. So they can't just go with the cum of how many databases you're on. They have to know, and maybe you're deceased. And so they have to know that you're not to be counted this time around. I mean, I don't know how they intend to prune those numbers down. I guess a lot smarter people than I know how to do it, but I'll be interested, and I'll read every article, and I'll research every article I can that says how they're going to prune those numbers down to realistic numbers that can be used. All right, we'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.